It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy after Halloween.
Why, don't be afraid, it's just the Wolfman. Hi, and welcome to Palmac Presents for October 23rd through the 27th, 1983. Just a reminder, next Friday and Saturday we won't be taking input because we're bringing you special Halloween programming, which will run from October 28th through November 3rd of 1983. And then on Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th, we will continue input once again. The tradition lives on. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this special Halloween tape with your comments on them, and then next week we will not be running comments, but just special pre-recorded material. So now, on with the tape.
They are visitors from another galaxy. They are superior beings physically and mentally. Our government has kept them prisoners in suspended animation until one day they escape and their awesome power is unleashed on the world.
Don't you understand what's happening here?
What are they after? And when we find out, will it be too late? Wavelength, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Thank you. Silence, Boogeyman. Lend me your ears. This is Theodore Sporkins from World Beyond. Some reviews of the Halloween series. First, Frightmares. A film that should never have been made. An insipid adventure into the world of wasted money. Secondly, Dead Zone. A story by T.P. King. An excellent film worthy of your attention. And last, but not least, the house that Death lived in. At first, it seems to be a worn-out rehash of the old whodunit theme. But do not be discouraged by the first half. The end has a big payoff. Well, have a good Halloween. This is Theodore Dorkus. Saying goodbye.
I know I'm human. And if you were all these things, then you'd just attack me right now. So some of you are still human. This thing doesn't want to show itself. It wants to hide inside an imitation. It'll fight if it has to. But it's vulnerable out in the open. If it takes us over, then it has no more enemies. Nobody left to kill it. And then it's won. There's a storm hitting us in 6 hours. We're going to find out who's who.
Hey, Paul, buddy, this is Johnny Zorba from Yorba Dorba with some Halloween humor for you, buddy. Listen, I'll tell you. And what did Mrs. Dracula say after her husband flew off with another bat? I've lost count. Make it funnier. And what did she say when she caught him sucking all the eggs out of the hen house? Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Seems that Frankenstein had this new girlfriend, see, who didn't like his name, so he changed his name to Bill. His wife found out about it and said, hey, I want you to be frank with me. I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus underneath the gas dispenser last night.
A little after midnight, the old caretaker was awakened by a terrible sound, whimpering pitifully. The sound came again, faintly. Only this time, he was sure it was human. The graveyard was silent except for the steady padding of his feet as he went around the tombstones. Hello, someone there, someone. There was nothing, no one. And as he stood there, scratching his head, feeling something of a damn fool, he happened to look down. And there at his feet, someone had been buried that very afternoon. The grave had been disturbed, the soil was upset, and the cross lay on its side. Respect, he muttered, sure now that he was the butt of a practical joke. So he smoothed out the soil and set the cross back upright at the head of the grave. Then he went back to his bed. But outside, in the graveyard, in the wind, there was still a faint wisp of sound, almost like a song. Alive. Still alive.
I forgot to tell you the funniest line, Paul. Listen, I don't know how I can stand your silliness every week. I don't know how I can bear it. I guess you could call me a Paul Bear. I was just dying to say that.
Horror films, huh? Well, this is Jerry Cardana, and my favorite horror film way back when was Black Christmas. Did anybody see that? It was about a sorority. And they advertised the movie theaters. On the roof, they'd have an old lady in a rocking chair with a plastic bag over her. It was really neat. But, of course, I love Andy Warhol's Flesh for Frankenstein and Blood for Dracula. And Rocky Horror Picture Show, does that count? But, the baseball game is going to be November 5th, and that's when you're taking input. So are you going to be there? I heard you're going to play on Observatory. You should play on a different team. No, I don't mean that. No, goodbye.
Yes, goodbye. Yes, well, no, actually, I won't be playing on anybody's team. First of all, if there was going to be a game, I wouldn't play. And not because, I mean, you know, I'm just not fully into sports. However, I do like films. No, hey, there's. Let me tell you what's going on. There isn't going to be a game. I just wanted to bring that out into the open in case anybody hasn't heard yet. But the game has been canceled, and that's fine. You know, I would have enjoyed going down and helping out, whatever. But the game has been canceled officially. Now let's get into other things. I just want to remind everybody out there. Listen, gang. Okay, the input rate has been down lately. All right. In other words, we're not getting enough good comments to run on the tapes. So I'd appreciate it this November 4th and 5th when we start taking input that you will leave some good intelligent movie reviews. And I know a lot of you listen, but of course you don't call in. So if you can please leave us some comments, I'd seriously appreciate that because as John OCC says, this line is only as good as you make it. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so anyway, let's do it.
White Zombie, Horror of Dracula, This Island Earth, Frankenstein Meets Wolfman, House of Usher, The Thing, Teenage Frankenstein Meets Teenage Wolfman, Walking Dead, House on Haunted Hill, The Phantom of the Opera. Good evening.
Woman, friend for you. Woman, friend. Yes, I want friend like me. I think you can be very useful, and you will add a little force to the argument if necessary. Do you know who Henry Frankenstein is? And who you are?
Yes, I know. Made me from dead. I love dead. Hate living.
You're wise in your generation.
On Friday night, I like to go and watch horror movies. I like watching Dracula, Frankenstein, and all those old groovies. Some like it cold, I like it hot. Especially when my girl holds my hands out too long. Wow, me and my girlfriend, we love watching horror movies.
Yeah, this is Steve from North Hollywood, and the scariest movie I have ever seen was Psycho. I'm sure you all know the story. I've seen this movie 6 times, and it's a little dated, but it still holds up. Doesn't scare me anymore, but the first time I saw it, it really scared me, and, well, I didn't take a shower for months. And, of course, with Alfred Hitchcock at the helm, you've got to know it's going to be good. Well, Paul, that's all I had to say. That's the scariest movie I've ever seen. And, well, I wish you a happy Halloween. Thanks, Paul.
Hello, hello. My name's Marvin Inkelmeyer. And I recently saw a really good horror film. It was produced by Walt Disney, I believe. I believe it was about a black prostitute. I'm not certain of the title, but I'm sure it was about a black prostitute. The movie was very excellent, had very good special effects. And, that's right, I didn't remember the name. It was called The Black Hole. Yeah, that's right, that's right. The Black Hole by Walt Disney. Excellent horror movie. Thank you.
Hi, this is David from Sherman Oaks, and this is a very old horror film, but very good. saw it on TV recently. This is, of course, The Exorcist, starring Linda Blair and... oh, I forgot her, the other girl's name. If I figure it out. Well, it's about a girl that's possessed by the devil. They call it a demon, but it's actually the devil. And it's all released by some priest that digs up some evil... old relics from way back in the 16th century, and he dug them up. It's like release the demon, and it happened to possess Linda Blair. It has an excellent screenplay, an excellent story. It's just an excellent movie. It's the best horror film I think ever made, and Linda Blair is fantastic in it. The makeup is very good, the effects are very good, and the story is fantastic. I cannot believe the story. If you look at all these other movies that are out these days, like Pieces and Halloween 3 and Amityville 2, The Possession, which was almost exactly like Exorcist, Amityville 2, The Possession was like this blood went on her arm and it said, save me. And it was like a copy from Help Me on Exorcist. The Exorcist is fantastic. If you ever get a chance to see it, see it.
Yeah, this is John OCC from the Orange County Connection. And my favorite horror flick is Jason Reese Goes to San Antonio. The plot is interesting. It would appeal to the younger audiences. A lot of stupidity in it, but it's rather interesting when this person meets up with Henry the Rabbit-Eared Monster. Very interesting. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 1. John OCC from Marlboro.
Hi, my name is Larry. I'm calling from North Hollywood. In fact, deep North Hollywood and North Hollywood. Well, let me see. This movie, if you've ever seen it, is a horror flick. If you want to call a horror flick a horror flick, it's called Pink Flamingos. It is by John Waters. To me, it is horror. My view of the movie is it's beautiful. It's a wonderful piece of art. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and I love it. I see it. It plays every Saturday night at the New Art Theater around midnight. You can catch it. It'll be playing there for a while. On Friday nights, it's Flash Cafe, but we won't get into that. This movie deals with beating people with chickens, putting pieces of meat in certain places you wouldn't want to put pieces of meat. Fat women eating eggs in cribs. That is truly a horror, a sight to see. It's like I said, it plays every Saturday night at the New Art Theater. You should go down there, really, and check it out. Thank you.
Hi, Paul. This is Tim Brodier Cho from Glendale. The scariest horror film, or best I've seen, is I remember I saw it on Halloween one time. The movie is called Terror Train, and it was really a great movie. It's about this like a fraternity, you know, they get on a train and they're kind of a party on a train, and everybody's dressed up on Halloween, and there's a real scary guy, he's kind of a lunatic, he goes on the train and probably kills everybody. It's pretty scary. That movie had Jamie Lee Curtis and some other people I cannot mention, I forgot the names, but I think that was a very good movie, and it was very scary. And to really make it scary, I saw it on Halloween, so that was pretty scary. So I'm leaving that comment, and I thought that movie was a pretty scary movie. It was a good movie.
This is Bob Martin from Tioga Park, and it sounds crazy, but I was watching cable. I have Slack, and they have the movie The Exorcist 2, The Heretic. And for all you people who have cable or might even be going out to see it somewhere, don't. It's a waste of time. It's nothing like the first one. The first one wasn't that great either, but it was very good. Okay, but the second one is terrible. Don't waste your time. Who wants to see a bunch of locusts? That's the way I feel. I just like to watch Linda Blair, actually. That's why I watched it, and hoping to see her nude, but that doesn't matter anyway. But definitely, don't waste your time and see it. It's a waste of money. I'm glad I didn't have to pay for it. For 88 cents, it was worth watching, but for $4 or $5, it's a waste. I give it thumbs down. This has been Gene Siskel with the Tribune.
Hi, this is Ken from Van Nuys. The only movie I ever saw that could be classified as a horror film was Poltergeist, and I liked it. It was very well done, and I think most people would agree with me on that point. The effects are good, and of course, since it was by the all-time master of movies, and you all know who that is, it turned out great.
Hello, this is Jeff from Van Nuys. I remember back during the mid-60s when
they released Rear Window and Vertigo on television. I saw those two films for the first time, and they had such an impact on me as a child that I've never fully recovered. Rear Window is one of the most unusual films ever made because it takes place entirely from a man's rear window looking on an opposing apartment building. It's Hitchcock like you've never seen before because it hasn't been out for the last 15, 20 years. So please see this picture. It'll be something you'll never forget.
Hello, Paul, and all the Movie Line callers. This is David of Burbank again. I've been thinking about the subject of my favorite horror movie. And, you know, I saw a movie way, way back. None of the recent ones I can really claim as my favorite, actually. But there was one a long time ago when I was a little kid. And I remember it scared me a lot. And I think it was called something like Hell House or something like that. And Paul, maybe you can elaborate if you know anything about what I'm talking about. But it had a lot of the... I think it's where Disney, their Haunted Mansion, got a lot of their ideas, because I think since it was so long ago, they were probably first with it, but they had the things outside in the hall that would push on the door of the room, and the door would swell in, that kind of thing, and then the pounding on the walls, and cold spots in the halls, and stuff like that, and all those good things. I remember being very frightened by that. So I'd say that would have to be my favorite horror movie of all times. And then again, there was The Visitant. But then there was Otter Mole. That wasn't really a horror movie. It was just a more like a disaster film.
Yeah, this is Mr. Observatory calling from inside of Canoga Park. And my favorite movie, of course, is The Visitant and The Hands of Mr. Otter Mole. But other than those two Paul Mack movies, my comment or my movie review is about Halloween 1 and 2. They were my favorite two horror movies, and they'll always be dear to my heart because of I got sick all over the place after seeing them. Those are my favorite two horror movies for the Movie Line to play, and thank you for playing my comment, Paul, and have a good day. Goodbye for now.
Hi, Paul. This is Mickey's pal from Norwood. And my favorite horror film of all time has to probably be Night of the Living Dead by George Romero, made in 1969. It's black and white, it's extremely low budget, but it wasn't so low budget that it was laughable. It was so low budget, it was very realistic and very scary. And just the idea of the dead coming back to life and pursuing human victims, it was just, some scenes are very revolting, and the idea of the dead eating human flesh was a little stomach churning at some points, and some scenes were really very, very gross for 1969, but it was, I feel, probably the biggest breakthrough for horror films, and it started the whole chain of the ghastly horror film. So Night of the Living Dead by George Romero, 1969, is got to be a classic horror film of all time. Bye-bye.
Ah, there you are.
and just in time. Well, I'm just here to say that we'll be right back, right after this very special word. Don't go away, we're just dying to have you for more.
How do you do, boys and girls? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and I'm delighted to find that you believe in ghosts, too. After all, they believe in you, so it is only common courtesy and politeness to return the favor. As a matter of fact, I tell them human stories all the time, and they enjoy them immensely. Now, of course, the best way to listen to ghost stories is with the lights out. There is nothing like a dark room to attract ghosts, and you may like to have some of our mutual friends come and listen with you. Are the lights out? good. Doors closed, blinds drawn, excellent. Don't worry about the ghosts getting in. They can slither through keyholes and under doors, you know. Now just be quiet. Hear that slithering? Ah, good. Now that we're all here, we can begin. First of all, let me say that I have always been curious about those things which makes the average person's blood run cold with fear and horror. But then the average person becomes upset over such simple things as a door opening, footsteps in the hall. An ordinary owl or cat. And they make such a fuss over simple things like the fluttering of a bird's wings. A girl's voice on a summer evening. Or for that matter, a dripping faucet as we seem to have here. But you and I are above these things. However, it might be best for me to get a wrench and turn that water off completely.
Yeah, Paul, this is Tony North Hollywood. I'm calling from work right now, and since this is Horror Week, I was wondering if you could run maybe a couple of clips of the music from The Visitant. From what I understand, Jerry Danielson wrote for your film, The Visitant, and I really did like the music in the film. And as far as the film goes, I give it about a 9. I really like the film a lot myself. Just because I worked on it doesn't have anything to do with it, but actually I really do like The Visitant as a horror film. And I believe On TV played it in with their horror film festival last year when you had sold it to them. Anyway, could you do me a favor and run some music from The Visitant? I'd really like to hear it. Okay, this is Tony North Hollywood, and you're doing a great job, Paul. Talk to you later. Bye.
On October 31st, 1980, Jimmy Taylor was tragically killed in an automobile accident. His father, Jason Taylor, never quite recovered from his son's death. The day is Friday the 13th of November, 1981. The place, Grandview Cemetery, in a small Midwestern town. This is the story of Jason Taylor's visitation.
Purgatory, that's what it is, bloody purgatory.
Purgatory.
We're all locked in for one reason or another.
You're yellow, I can tell.
Daddy, why?
Kelly!
He'll think torment at you, Daddy.
She's among the living.
I'm not dead.
Why don't you believe us?
Jimmy!
Face it, mister. You're dead.
Purgatory. 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 Purgatory.
Purgatory. Purgatory. Purgatory. Purgatory. Purgatory. Purgatory. Purgatory. Purgatory. Purgatory. Purgatory. Purgatory.
Purgatory.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim, grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
For a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim, grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
the moon climbs high or the dead oak tree.
Boots arrive for the midnight freak.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes.
Starts to shriek
and harmonize.
Then we ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
recluse came where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Flies as spooks of every size.
Please stand by. This tape will repeat momentarily. Thanks for calling.